Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Adam Montgomery's day in court is coming up in February, just a little bit more than 1 month from now. February 6th is the date that he is set to stand trial for the murder of his daughter, Harmony Montgomery, an innocent little girl that went missing for quite some time, years actually, before anyone even knew that she was gone. Kind of a testament to the individuals that Dad surrounded himself with. If nobody knew or spoke up enough to say, hey, where's your daughter at? He's now arguing that some of the evidence should be not admissible for trial, things that he bought at the Home Depot, like lime and hacksaws, things that also happen to coincide with Google searches about disposing of a body or dismembering a body. I'll give it to his defense counsel. Well, you're probably doing your job. You're wanting to get the evidence out of there that could really incriminate him, and there certainly is a lot of it. But at the same time, I don't see this having much success. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. You just cringe when you look at this guy and what is being attempted here as he gets ready for trial. What are your thoughts, Jennifer?
Oh, Tony, this is one of those cases that I think maybe because from the very beginning of this case, you know, I was just involved with it. I just can't imagine anyone looking at this case and not feeling just a sense of complete, profound disgust for Adam Montgomery. Harmony Montgomery was the quintessential. First of all, she was debilitated in a way with her sight issues. Mm-hmm. She was so frail and so small and just so innocent and yet so abused. And I'll never forget it. It was actually in a Twitter Spaces where I first heard her uncle was on with me and others regarding the abuse she had suffered. Mm-hmm. And just terrible. I mean, just imagine making a young child, you know, clean toilets with their toothbrush, beat, you know, mm-hmm. be struck about the head. She was really treated. The best analogy I can put in, you know, your listeners' minds is like a scraggly street dog that was just, you know, beat up all the time by other dogs and by anything And that's how she was treated and abused until, of course, finally she could breathe no longer because the abuse was so horrific on her brain and her head. So anyway, again, it's just alleged. Mm-hmm. He has not been convicted, but I think you said it right. The defense has to go through these motions to try to get some of this evidence out. It's not going out. It's going to stay in. And the statements he made to officers on the body-worn cameras, I think that will stay in. I think the state has a very good case. But what makes it really strong will be the testimony of Kaylee,
yeah,
who was there through it all, who collected money after she was dead in her name, who was certainly complicit in all of this, which galls many people. But, you know, you don't make deals with choir boys. You make deals with devils who are part of the crimes, typically. And that's what we're seeing here.
And that's going to be very interesting because she's already serving her own sentence on this. Shortly before Harmony's disappearance, she made the claims that that she helped dispose of Harmony's body, that it was in that bag, that she witnessed her being abused by Adam. I mean, if you have a witness literally saying, I helped dispose of the body of the person that you are accused of murdering, that's going to be pretty clear to a jury if someone's already serving time for that crime that, yeah, this guy very likely is guilty.
Well, the litmus test to me was they already had a trial related to firearms that were in his possession. And the chief witness in that case, just like this case, is going to be with Kaylee. Mm-hmm. And she got up on the stand. She was strong. She made it past cross-examination, and the jury believed her, and he was convicted. So when I saw that, I felt so much better about this upcoming trial that we're going to see and her legitimacy as a truthful and strong witness.
Yeah, nearly 200 individuals potentially are there for the witness stand, including neighbors, friends, acquaintances, and yes, also Kayla Montgomery. So it feels like open and shut, but nothing is truly open and shut. There's no body here. How much do you think that will play into any sort of difficulty the prosecution may have convicting him?
In this case, I don't think it will. We've got Kayla's statements, and then we've got, remember, those boards that came up in the closet where I think she was, and biological matter, DNA, that we're going to see introduced, I believe, and then also in that refrigerator where she was possibly housed, you know, possible DNA there. I think we're going to have a story that's told that's believable and backed by hard evidence to show exactly what he did and exactly how he then disposed of the body, with somebody outlining it, and it's going to make sense. And I think that's going to be why he will be convicted.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.